Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the Secret World of Slimming Clubs, Fun Size. If the only fireworks around your house happen when someone eats the last Kit Kat, then this is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Don't even get me started on it. This is like one of my pet hates is my boyfriend eating the last of something, not telling me, and I go to have it and it's gone. Fuming. Happens all the time.
Should it be a new rule in everyone's house that if you have the last of something, you have to replenish?
Well, you can tell somebody that, but will they listen?
Well, replenish away. You've got a baby to look after.
That's ridiculous. He always says, I'll replace it. Never does.
This is where they get us.
Oh,
this is where they get us.
Thank you for getting me irate at the start of an episode. I'm ready. Let's
go. Okay. These Fun Side podcasts are here every Tuesday to bring you stories from the world of dieting and food. And we hear from a listener about their slimming angel and slimming devil. We will get a voice note from Gail later. First, our first story from Victoria.
Okay, I feel like this is quite apparent off the back of what I have just said.
Okay,
so we've got another real life dilemma, and it's about something we're all familiar with, and that is hiding food.
Oh, tell me more.
Okay, so a couple are in an otherwise very happy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The food for the house is bought using a joint account. They buy treat food to eat at the weekend because she tries to stick to a diet during the week.
Right.
Okay, that's fine, yeah. But she goes to bed before him in the week and he often stays up and eats all of the treats.
I love, this is my life.
Which she doesn't find out about until she goes looking at the weekend. What have I just said? So she recently started hiding the treats where he can't find them and he is unhappy that there are no treats for him in the house. Who is in the wrong?
It's interesting, isn't it? Because in our house, we have two like baskets.
Okay.
Which have all of the crisps in or all of the treats, the biscuits, the mm-hmm. sweets, whatever they are. And essentially, Matt will just grab the baskets and just place them next to him.
The whole basket.
The whole basket comes into the lounge.
Wow.
Yeah. The whole basket comes in.
Okay.
And I work earlier than him.
Yes.
So I go to bed earlier than he does. And so when I come downstairs, then I see, because the basket's never been put away, I can see that half of it's gone.
Oh, God. At least there's, I mean, yes, that's annoying, but there is half left.
We don't have any rules, though. It's not, there are no rules. Like, for example, I buy the hula hoop puffs, you know, the mazy ones.
Yeah.
Because they're only like 3.5 sins on Slimming World Plan. I buy those with the express understanding that
they're yours.
They're diet crisps in my eyes. As are, by the way, if you're listening, Matt, as are Quavers.
Yeah.
I see those.
Oh, God, not that again.
Let's not mention Quavers. But I see those as diet crisps.
Or like a pom bear.
A pom bear.
Beautiful.
Diet crisps.
Yeah, perfect.
So even though it's a rule that's not been said out loud, I would say that the heftier crisp is for him.
Yeah.
And if I want those, that's fine. But the lighter crisp is for me. And he sees no boundaries.
Well, my argument in our house at the moment, and again, hopefully won't be a thing for much longer, is I can't have dairy.
Mm-hmm.
So again, a lot of the things that I buy are specifically for me because they don't have milk in or eggs or whatever.
Of course!
So I'm very limited with my snacks.
I can't have
everything. So when I go to have one of my Oreo biscuits and there's none left, I mean, you can go to the shop and eat a bar of dairy milk. Like, I can't do that. Stop eating my shit. Like, it drives me mad. And I think in this argument as well, I think the fact that it's a joint bank account that it comes out of, and he eats them all, and then she goes, and there's nothing left for her, and it's come out of their joint account.
I agree.
I think if he was buying them himself, or she was buying, like,
or if he did buy eat more of them, and then he replenished by the weekend,
they
never do the replen.
What they should do, I think, is have their joint snacks for the weekend, but then he has his own separate snack box
weekday
for the week.
Yeah. Which best he does worlds. Pay for.
Yeah, exactly.
And he gets, and he goes out and buys.
Yeah.
Because genuinely, when I replen the crisp basket, Matt will just pick it up again the next night and he'll...
Back to square one.
And he's back to square one and he's like, oh, yeah, that's what happens, is it? That's what happens.
Oh, God,
Why do we do it? We do it all the time for them. I don't know. But in his defence, we've got no written down rules.
Maybe that's where you need to.
Maybe that's what you need. New year, new rules, Matthew. Maybe that's what it is. Remember, you can now get 3 episodes of this podcast per week. 2 are on this feed and an extra portion on Patreon. For just £3 a month, you can get access to our whole library of extra portions. You can get your weight loss certificates, free stickers, and be in the draw for £100 every single month. You just need to go to patreon.com/secretslimpod, or you can search for The Secret World of Slimming Clubs on the Patreon app.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, let's get our next story.
Okay, so I think we're all a bit done with all of the diets we've been doing recently. Mm-hmm. So let's add a new one into the mix.
Oh, God.
So this one is called the Portfolio Diet.
Okay.
Now, I've never heard of this one.
Me neither, but I am all ears.
Okay, it has recently been endorsed by the American Heart Association as a diet that will help lower your cholesterol and keep your heart healthy.
It's going to be boring.
It's based around eating a portfolio of foods that have been proven to be good for us. So you're like a little book. Like, okay. Do you want to just pick it? Like, I'll have that one.
I'll have that one today. Pictures only, please.
So oats, leafy greens, nuts, seeds, beans and soy milk all play a big part in the portfolio diet. It's very similar to the Mediterranean diet, but with more focus on plant-based food.
Now, you see, I do like a lot of those things. Oats, porridge, always happy with porridge. Leafy greens, iceberg lettuce.
Bit of spinach. Love a bit of spinach.
Sure, I don't mind that. Nuts.
Yeah.
Those Marmite cashew nuts we were talking about the other week.
I don't think that's what they mean.
Seeds in granary bread. Love it.
You're basically doing it, Jo.
I think I'm doing it. Kidney beans in a chilli. Lovely. Soy milk, not so much. That's the only thing I'm missing.
You do get used to it after having no choice
to
have it. Yeah. They do encourage replacing meat with plant-based alternative when possible too. Typical meals include porridge with soy milk for breakfast, lentil and rice soup with whole grain bread for lunch, and tofu stir fry for dinner.
No, I'm not doing that.
I could do all of that, but I'm not doing tofu.
But every day.
Yeah, it's a bit boring.
Every day having that.
But it is. I mean, coming from the person that's done the Cambridge diet, slim fast and whatever other shit.
I know, you do get used to
it. At least this is actual food.
But you've got to remember that when I did those diets, I didn't live with somebody who will, in front of me, be eating burgers while I'm chewing on a lentil or whatever it is. Listen, as you know, always open to hearing someone
hearing about it, not happy to actually try it yourself.
Someone else does this portfolio just, diet, I'm happy to hear
this
about.
This just sounds, in all honesty, it just sounds like a vegan diet.
Yes.
So I think a lot of vegan people probably do something very similar.
And, okay, fine. Sure. So I want to know if all vegans are slim. That's my next question.
Yeah, that's a...
Because the plant burger we did the test between the plant burger, it was a Beyond burger and a normal burger, and we all preferred the Beyond burger, the plant one.
Okay,
it was delicious.
Too high.
The calories were higher. The sins on Slimming World were higher.
That's interesting.
And I was like,
isn't it?
But it was nice, really nice.
Because you can still eat like a lot of high fat stuff, like obviously potatoes or, you know, whatever, like tortilla chips and like avocados. Mm. Like they are high fat stuff. So yeah, I suppose it isn't necessarily always.
You're asking me to just not have a lot of those as well. That's the thing.
Joe, I'd never would.
Don't tease me into a tortilla chip and then say, but just have three. That's not fair. Does not feel fair. Each fun size episode, we also want to hear about the two sides of your dieting personality. We need your slimming angel and your slimming devil. This week, it's Gail.
Hi, I'm Gail, and I'm going to tell you when I am a slimming angel. I am on it. Everything is pre-planned to the letter, to the day, to the nibble. My snacks will be things like radishes, cucumbers, peppers, strawberries, raspberries, all the good stuff.
Nice.
I will make sure I'm walking 15,000 to 20,000 steps a day.
What?
If I haven't managed to hit that, I will be make sure I get out before I go to bed, so I am hitting those steps. I go to group every week and I stay for that hour. I do not leave until that talk is finished and I participate. However, when I am a slimming devil, my snacks become half a packet of digestive biscuits.
Yeah, they do.
I am walking 7,000 steps. And my group... What group? I've forgotten where a group even is. So yes, I do fall off the wagon and I thoroughly enjoy being that slimming devil.
I mean, it is
brilliant.
Fun.
Love that.
7,000 steps.
That's still a lot.
It's good. That's a good day for me.
I can't even tell you the last time I did that.
I can't either. God, I'll stop counting. Well done, Gail. We want to hear about the slimming angel and devil within you. You just need to send us a voice note on our socials at Secret Slim Pod. Everybody who we feature on the podcast gets an exclusive slimming angel sticker. That's it then for this episode of Fun Size. We'll be back for our full episode on Thursday. Extra portions over on Patreon on Monday. And another Fun Size episode next Tuesday, when we'll all be vegans.
No, I'm done with that diet now. No, I'm done.
Okay. Whether you're slimming or sinning, remember, there's no shame in a game.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.